At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I take a lot of Ubers, and a lot of my friends get mad if the Uber driver talks to them too much, but it's the opposite for me. I think the Uber driver gets mad at me for talking. He's like, you want to listen to the radio, something like that? I'm like, no, turn it off. I only got 5 minutes alone with you in this car. I got a lot of stuff I need to tell a stranger, okay?
On the wake up call, it is Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. That comedy clip about talking in an Uber, pretty funny. On my Uber ride that I took to the airport when we were leaving Disneyland, it was the first time ever, and I forget which one of you, Katie, I think you're the one who does this. It was the first time ever I said nothing to the Uber driver the whole drive.
Okay.
Because I'm usually like the chatty Cathy with an Uber driver because like I just feel like that silence needs to be filled.
Okay.
And it was the first time I said nothing.
And?
It was kind of great.
I bet the Uber driver loves it.
Yeah, kind of. Like they didn't even put music on.
Like.
And it was a 55 minute drive.
Like think about that. They can't. I mean, I guess maybe some people can, but. For the most part, they probably don't want to talk to stranger after stranger after stranger after stranger, you know?
Does seem like it would get exhausting.
Yeah, of course. So how are you? Where are you going? What were you doing here? Where are you from? Where are you headed?
Like speed dating with absolutely no promise of sex.
And it's the same thing over and over and over. Like,
so you
got to be the same conversation for them over and over.
You don't talk to Uber drivers.
If they talk to me, I will.
Okay.
I gauge it more off of, do they seem like they want to chat? I would prefer we didn't because I don't really enjoy just like idle chit chat. I find it sort of a waste of everybody's time.
Kevin, do you talk to Uber drivers?
Yeah, unless I'm really tired, then I select the button that says quiet ride.
I just saw that, that you can select that button. It's pretty crazy. Do you think that when they see that button, do you think Katie's right that they're relieved, or do you think they're like, rude?
They're probably like, rude.
Why? Why? What's rude about that?
Because why would you want a quiet ride? I'm driving you somewhere.
Because first of all, you're a stranger. Oh, okay, yeah. So I don't have anything to talk to a stranger about.
Well, you could always find something.
But like see, when I'm searching social, for something to talk about, then like.
Yeah, I get that. But then I'm trying to get my 5-star review perfect.
As a customer?
Yeah.
Oh.
So when Uber drivers see you, your profile picks up and I'm like a top rider.
Uh-huh.
So.
They're going to pick you up anyway.
Yeah, but sometimes if they don't see a 5-star, they have a negative connotation.
Well, then even more reason, don't talk to me.
Wow.
Like, it's to me, talking to an Uber driver, and it's certainly not because I, like, think I'm better than them or anything. Again, I assume they don't want to talk to me either.
Right.
But it is like a 30-minute version of asking somebody in passing, how are you?
Yes.
You don't really want an answer.
Right. It's small talk.
It is small talk for no reason.
Right.
You have your piece, I'll have mine.
When we get out of this car, we will never see each other again.
Most likely.
There's 8 billion people on this planet. We're guaranteed never to run into each other again.
I mean, what? Just put on your headphones and like watch something on your phone.
That's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
I got an email from Sophia. She wanted me to phone scam her sister, Trish. Trish has a second grader and she's trying to buy school supplies for this upcoming school year, like every parent right now. And I'm calling from her son's school to add more things to the list that are specific to the teacher, except everything that I'm adding to the list is stupid.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Trish.
Oh, yeah, this is Trish.
Hi, Trish. My name's Raul. I'm calling from the front desk at elementary school. How are you?
Oh, very well. How are you?
Good. You got the back to school supply list, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there's just a few things that we need to add to the list. And it's easier if I just call because each teacher is doing them a little bit differently than other teachers. So Zeke is going to have his second grade teacher is Miss, correct?
Yes.
Okay. This is her specific list of things she's adding to the generic back to school list. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a second? Can you write these down?
Yeah, I just got out a pen and paper.
Oh, great. Okay. Awesome. Actually, ironically, first thing that she wants to add to the list are writing pens. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are pens specifically for writing.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, an irreversible notebook.
I actually don't know. I've not heard of that before.
Yeah, I'm not quite familiar with that. I'm actually not quite familiar with a lot of stuff on here, but I would imagine that it's a notebook that you can't erase on. If I had to guess, that's what an irreversible notebook is.
Okay.
Also you could get a pack of Code Red erasers.
Okay, is that a brand?
I think those are erasers just for emergencies.
Okay.
All right. A plus size pencil case.
Plus size pencil case.
Correct.
Okay. And that would be probably just near the other pencil cases.
It's either going to be there or it's going to be in the section for plus size people.
I did not know that was different.
I didn't either. Yeah. No, apparently they make pencil cases for plus size people. It's nice and inclusive. Also, he's going to need a thermos that can hold 220 ounces.
Oh, you know what? We actually got him a thermos already.
Chances are you didn't get one that could hold 220 ounces, though. So make sure you get one that holds 220 ounces.
I honestly didn't even know they made thermoses that big.
Yeah, I didn't either. I would imagine they have those also in the section for plus size people.
Oh, okay.
She would also like him to get a graphing calculator.
He's a second grader. He's only in second grade. I don't think they need.
Oh, no. He'll definitely need a graphing calculator for second grade. Absolutely. It's Common Core.
Is that like a STEM thing?
No. I think they're made in a factory.
No, I just don't understand why a kid would need a graphing calculator. But
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Also, she's asking to bring in tampons as well.
No, I think you have the wrong list. I have a son who's in second grade.
I think this might be more for the teacher than anything else.
No.
But it's extra absorbent if you could. And also, could you also give Ms. TikTok a follow as well? She wants everybody to be following her TikTok.
Is she doing lesson plans on TikTok?
No, she, as far as what I can tell, she's an import model on the side. She just wants to boost her numbers. You know, she does a lot of funny TikToks about, you know,
what it's like to be a millennial.
What is going on here? This can't be real.
This is not real. And I apologize, Trish. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a prank phone call called a phone scam.
Oh, my God.
It's on 106.5 The End.
So nice.
Your sister wanted me to do this. I apologize.
Oh, my God. Okay. You know what? I actually really do have to go. So
okay. Sorry.
Thank you for this.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
You can take part in this amazing bit by calling 916-909-1065. 909-1065. You tell us your maiden name and your married name, and then we will tell you, as trained professionals, which one is better, but more importantly, why. Let's talk to Haley. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
What is your maiden name?
It's Van Wagner.
Haley Van Wagner?
Oh.
That's beautiful. Yes. Okay. I love it. Now, but here's the thing. As much as I love it, it also gives off real big my dad's a lawyer energy.
And I love that.
I don't.
I mean, like, especially if her dad isn't. Like, what if her dad is a farmer, but she gets to be a Van Wagner, which means she gets to be part of a society that usually wouldn't accept her.
Haley Van Wagner is the bad girl in a 90s movie.
Yeah.
Oh, you like that?
I like it. You know I like a Van or a Vaughn.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay. So what is your married name?
It's Coke, like Coca-Cola.
No.
Gross.
Like cocaine. Right. Oh, boy.
And it's spelled C-O-K-E?
It's K-O-C-H.
Oh, like the Coke brothers.
With that last name.
I'm going to say that puts a different spin on it.
It does, but it's not a Van Wagner.
No, but Coke is still like...
I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Listen, don't ever go toe-to-toe with a Van Wagner. Do you understand me? Because my father built this city.
But I just feel like it's so evilly waspy.
I know. Love
the fact that you love that. Ew.
We need to have layers in society.
Ew. You watched Mean Girls also, and rooted for the Mean Girls.
People are going to call her Koch because it's K-O-C-H.
That's a great point.
All the time and sometimes a different word.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah,
you just swayed me. She just swayed me. So it's a downgrade. All right. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Haley Von Wagner. Enjoy your yacht club. Let's talk to, is it Ike?
Keith?
Who?
K-E-I-T-H? Yeah,
K-E-I-T-H.
K-E-I.
I hate you, Kevin.
Okay, Keith. So, Keith, who are you calling for?
I love you, Kevin.
At least somebody does. Who are you calling for?
It's for my wife and I both. So we each have a crazy last name, and then now we've combined them.
Oh, boy.
We're going to have hyphenated crazy names.
Okay, right, I love this. Okay.
So, Keith, what was your matron name?
Yeah.
Rasmussen.
Oh, Rasmussen.
I thought it was pronounced Rasmussen. Well, but you're the expert. Okay, so Keith Rasmussen.
Okay, that's not a crazy last name to me, but I'm hoping we're going to get to the crazy later.
It's not a good last name, though. It makes
Rasmussen?
No, you sound like an old Russian soothsayer. Yep.
Now, what is your wife's first name?
Her first name is Amber.
Amber.
Amber,
okay. And then what was her maiden name?
McCracken.
Ooh, that's fun.
That's a good
okay,
name.
Okay, and then Keith Ike... Whatever your name is, what did you guys make your last name?
So we are now the McCracken Rasmussen.
Oh, okay, that is such,
what a...
Oh, yeah. So our
why
children,
didn't you become the McCrathmussens?
Right.
Well, we shortened it for fun.
Okay.
Rasmussen.
Is that what you changed it to legally?
No, so legally we're the McCracken Rasmussen.
All right.
Our children have those names.
But you both have that last name?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I appreciate that, but I wish that you were the Ras Krakens.
I know, yeah. Keith?
Oh, so do we.
Okay, well, there's still time.
We wish that was it.
All right, this has all been a downgrade.
All right. Thank you very much, Keith. We have time for one more quickly. Let me find a good one on here. I apologize to everybody that we're not going to, but let's talk to Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
Maiden name, real fast.
Erskine.
Okay.
Very Scottish.
Very, very Scottish? Is that okay. What you said?
How do you spell that?
Yes. Erskine.
Mm. Oh, boy. Okay.
Scottish. That's, interesting. I was going to say it's very circumcising.
Right. Okay.
Oh, boy.
And what is your... She's laughing like she's never heard that before.
Yeah.
What is your...
Right, all the time.
What is your married name?
Rico. R-I-C-O.
Crystal Rico!
Crystal Rico sounds like a street drug. I love that.
I love Crystal Rico. Yeah. You could also call her Crico.
You could, but don't.
Yes.
No. Crystal Rico... You have to say it together
Crystal
is
Rico.
One thing.
Okay.
And Crystal Rico is, did you see that viral video? There was a guy walking naked on 99. And then when people are like, son, you got to get out of the highway, jumped on him and ate his face.
And when you say Crystal Rico, you have to go, Rico! Crystal Rico! Yeah.
I'm glad that you did a procedure to remove your skin.
Don't you leave her alone. She's had to deal with this her entire life.
Thank you so much for calling. And we apologize to everybody we didn't get to.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So yesterday was kind of interesting, especially if you lived in Hawaii. There was a earthquake off of the coast of Russia. And it was an 8.8, 8.7, one of the two, which is one of the biggest earthquakes that we have had in like 12 years or something
since,
like that.
I think 2014.
And it put everybody who touches the Pacific Ocean in the north on alert, which seems crazy. Like... Hawaii was on high alert for tsunamis, and so was California, Oregon, and Washington. And good news is, as far as I can tell, everybody's okay.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. It doesn't even look like there was that much damage and stuff like that. But you know what kind of shocked me the most about this?
What?
You see the headline like, you know, one of the biggest earthquakes in recent history off the coast of Russia. You're like, oh boy, tsunami warning. Oh boy. And then you read the article and they're like, expected 10-foot waves. Kevin, what was that reaction?
That 10-foot waves is big.
I had the opposite reaction.
What?
I'm not kidding.
I thought it like a 10-foot wave doesn't seem like that big.
That's not what makes a tsunami so dangerous and devastating. It can be 2 feet. What the problem is, it comes in and doesn't stop coming in.
Okay.
So it just keeps washing in and washing in and washing in and washing in and washing in. So then things start getting picked up. Debris starts being, you know, floating around. Things start breaking.
Pushed further and further
inland. Then eventually all that water has to come back out.
Right. Okay. See, Hollywood has made me think tsunami, tidal wave, here comes a skyscraper of water just closing in on us.
No.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Hollywood.
Like if you, what was that tsunami? God, I can't remember. How long ago?
In like Indonesia?
Yeah, something.
It was bad.
Where Nate Berkus's partner just got washed away and never came back.
Yeah, that's they so made sad. That.
Yeah, they were there on vacation and his boyfriend or maybe husband, I can't remember, was
killed.
Washed away and his body was never found.
They made that movie about it too with Ewan McGregor.
But if you watch, now that started getting deeper and deeper and deeper. But if you watch when it first starts coming in, it's not deep.
Okay.
It's like up to people's like knees.
Huh.
But it just doesn't stop coming.
Well, okay. So, all right.
Now, what I thought was interesting is all the videos, and I mean, all this makes sense. It's just things you don't think about. Videos of people that were on cruises in Hawaii, but were on shore for excursions, and when the tsunami warning came in, the cruise ships have to leave the port. So people are filming their cruise ships leaving.
Where do they go?
I think they just go to safety and then like come back.
Where would safety be?
I don't know. I assume that the ship captains know, but it's probably not close to shore where you just get washed inland.
Yeah, that's true. Although the Poseidon Adventure thing, Hollywood again, right, making me think that the boat's going to get tipped over by a big wave.
Well, again, the tsunami's the, okay. but imagine that you are, you know, you're on a cruise, you get off, you're like, woo, we're going to go see a cave today. And you're with a bunch of people. But some people's other family was still on the boat.
Oh, my God.
And they just, like, watch the boats just leave. And they're, like, asking their tour bus drivers what's going on. The bus drivers have no idea because people didn't know.
God, it's being separated from your family on a cruise ship.
And when's the cruise coming back? Are we getting notifications? I don't know.
What if your kids were in some sort of, like, daycare on the cruise ship and you and your, like, partner did something on shore? That is a nightmare scenario.
Yes.
One of my biggest fears is that my kids are going to jump off of an elevator and the doors are going to close and then I'm just going to keep going up or down.
Oh, interesting fear.
Same thing with like this cruise ship thing. If like your kids are there, except it's a million times worse.
Yeah. Now the cruise ships come back.
They do come back.
Yeah. And I'm sure they have a system in place to notify people, especially in this day and age. But
yeah. It was, the other thing that was kind of crazy was it made me realize again how big the Pacific Ocean is. The earthquake happened in like, I don't know, 3 p.m. our time, something like that. And by the time the wave hit California, or the waves started to hit California, it was 11 p.m. And those waves move like that shock wave from the earthquake moves really fast.
I was thinking the exact opposite. I was thinking like, man, we're all a lot closer to each other than we think. Because we're like one earthquake is just affecting all of us. We are all so connected.
But regardless, though, I'm glad everybody is okay. Madison Wade, who is on, I believe, ABC 10 here, she's in Hawaii now.
What?
And she was posting on Instagram people's reactions at her resort because they made everybody shelter in place.
Of course.
In the, you know, obviously the high rises. And she was out on the balcony filming people like cheering and applauding as the waves started to roll in like 3 hours or four
people
hours before it hit California.
Dumb.
They're
That's
so dumb.
Like when like the like really serious tsunamis where the water goes out before it comes in.
Yeah. Oh,
stupid
yeah.
Stupid tourists will just be like, oh my God, and walk out and be like, I can see coral. And it's like, where do you think the water went?
It's amazing.
It's not gone forever.
So anyway, I'm glad that as far as I can tell, it looked like we all, you know, weathered that storm and we're all doing okay. So that's great. But yeah, whew, that was crazy.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is time for us to play Hang 10 on the Wake Up Call. That's what that music means. And caller 17 is Anthony. Good morning, Anthony.
You got to be kidding. I'm caller 17. That's so weird because, I mean, it's my first time calling you guys, and I love you guys.
Well, that's great. Anthony, thank you so much. So have you ever heard us play Hang 10 before?
Man, unfortunately not. I don't usually catch you guys this early, so you might have to run it by me.
Okay, that's fine.
It's very, very simple, Kevin. Go ahead.
Katie's going to give you three categories.
Nope.
What?
I'm gonna give you one. What?
Yeah.
She's going to give us categories, and then he has to name
three
five
categories,
things.
And then you have to name five things in that category in 10 seconds.
I see what you're saying. I was going to describe it differently. So when you, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my bad, guys.
And then you have to name five things that apply to that category in only 10 seconds. You get a point for every single one that you do, and you need 11 points to win these Aftershock Thursday tickets to see the Pop Punk Show Day. All American Rejects will be there, Blink-182, and so much more. Are you ready to play?
Woo. Oh, yeah. I'm going to do my best. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Don't
it's
be nervous.
Super simple. Okay. Okay.
They're tough ones.
They
huh?
are tough today.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
In 10 seconds, name five things that need to be replaced. Go.
Okay. Tires. Batteries. Clothes.
All except clothes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I love your little stoner laugh.
No, that's not too bad, Anthony. You got three. Okay, that's not bad. You're on the board, and it's a good first show. All right, let's move on to round two.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name five reasons to take out a loan. Go. Ooh.
Okay, for a house, for a car, for debt, consolidation, we've got road trips or traveling.
I mean, I'll accept for a road
vacation,
trip.
I guess.
Yeah.
I thought you're not supposed to do that.
You're not.
Well, you're not, but people that are irresponsible do.
Right. Go wild, Anthony.
You know, Shaka.
I'm irresponsible.
Yeah. Shaka, the original YOLO, I think. All right, so you have 7 points right now. Okay, and you need 11 to win. You can do this.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right, one more round is all that stands between you and Thursday Aftershock tickets.
Okay.
I love him.
I do, too.
Okay, in 10 seconds, name five... The way Kevin worded this is strange.
What?
Name five professions that wear a uniform. Go.
Doctors, law enforcement, fire. We got janitors.
At the buzzer!
At the buzzer!
Wow! You did it!
Fire?
You did it! Yeah, they
firefighters.
A firefighter. When they go to a fire, then you can't just show up in whatever street clothes right. you wore that day. Oh, right. Okay, so you're agreeing with me. All right, there you go. Good. Anthony, congratulations. You got yourself a pair of tickets to Thursday's Aftershock.
Oh, my God.
To see Blink-182, All-American Rejects, and so much more. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Thanks so much for listening to the show and for checking us out earlier.
Thank you so much, guys. Oh, man, this feels like a dream.
Good.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She is here and she's not scared of you. It's time for us to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Yes. The pop quiz taken all over the country, all over the world, probably. We don't know that to be true or not. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture for money. Nina, good morning.
Morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you. Yeah, you are caller 17. Congratulations. The jackpot is $240, but you know what, though? Congratulations, because win or lose, you got yourself a pair of tickets to see the Lumineers at the Golden One Center on August 6th, okay?
Awesome.
It is awesome. Katie's leaving the studio, and I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. George Stephanopoulos was late to his job live on TV for the Today Show, and the crew had to scramble. Turns out the reason why was because he got stuck in an elevator for quite some time, actually. Nobody could find him. What do they call an elevator in England?
Oh, gosh. Not two.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Moving on. Question two. Katy Perry broke up with her longtime fiance Orlando Bloom not long ago, but she might be dating someone new already. She was seen on a dinner date and going on a romantic walk with former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. How about that? Kevin gasped at that one. What country was Trudeau the prime minister of?
Canada.
Question three. The rom-com classic My Best Friend's Wedding might be getting a sequel all these years later with Julia Roberts and others returning. The details about the plot are being carefully guarded, but it might come out next summer, according to sources. What year did my best friend's wedding come out? Was it 1997, 1998, or 1999?
1998.
Question four. Actress and former Real Housewife Denise Richards and her ex-husband are going through a messy divorce. It was reported yesterday that her ex-husband violated the restraining order she has against him and even stole her electronic devices, but he claims that she physically assaulted him. Name two of the other housewives that were on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with her.
Is it Kathy Hilton and
3 seconds. Three, two.
Oh, gosh.
One, moving on. Question four. The Fantastic Four is doing great at the box office and reviews as well, but it broke a world record. The villain in that movie is a character named Galactus. He's gigantic. And the Galactus popcorn bucket is the biggest commercially sold popcorn bucket of all time. It is 20 inches wide, 18 inches tall, and holds over 300 ounces of popcorn. Oh, my God.
That's too much popcorn.
That is too much popcorn. If Kevin says it's too much popcorn, it's too much popcorn. It costs $80. So if you bought 12 of them, how much would it cost you?
Well, can you repeat that?
It costs $80. So if you bought 12, how much would it cost?
$960.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. Thank you very much. Nina, where are we off to this morning?
I'm driving to work.
And where is that?
I work for the state in Rancho Cordova.
You work for the state in Rancho?
Yeah.
There's a lot of state buildings out in Rancho.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
What department?
The Student Aid Commission.
The Student Aid Commission. Well, listen, a lot of people appreciate that. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. George Stephanopoulos, he was late to his job live on TV on the Today Show. Because nobody could find him because he got stuck in an elevator in the building.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy? What do they call an elevator in England?
A lift.
A lift. Yes. A lift. Question two. Katy Perry, she broke up with Orlando Bloom, or he broke up with her not that long ago, but she might be dating somebody already. Did you see who it is?
No.
It's former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. They were spotted on it.
Is he not married?
No, he is not. He also is recently single. They were seen on a dinner date and then going for a romantic walk.
Interesting.
What country was Trudeau the prime minister of?
Canada. Neighbors to the north.
Right. Question three. The rom-com classic My Best Friend's Wedding might be getting a sequel all these years later.
What could that possibly be about?
I don't know. Julia Roberts, Cameron Diaz might come out of retirement for it as well. And others are returning. The details about the plot being carefully guarded might be out next summer. What year did My Best Friend's Wedding come out?
Ooh.
Was it 97, 98, or 99?
Oh, God. I want to say 97.
That is correct. Wow. Did you like that movie?
Loved it.
What were you, like 14 when that came out?
Yeah.
Question four. Actress and former Real Housewife Denise Richards and her ex-husband, their divorce is not going great.
No.
It was reported yesterday that her ex-husband violated the restraining order she has against him. Yep. And he stole electronic devices of hers.
Not shocking at all.
But he claims that she physically assaulted him.
I'm sure he did.
He's saying. Name two of the other housewives that were on with her.
Oh, Lisa Rinna. And Kyle Richards.
That is correct. I also have
Erica Jane.
Why did it say on the
Erica
internet?
Erica Girardi.
Now, okay.
Her real name is Girardi. Her stage name is Erica Jane.
Dorit.
Wow.
Dorit Kimsley.
Teddy.
Teddy Mellencamp.
And Garcella.
Garcelle Bouvet.
Garcelle Bouvet.
Yeah. Bouvet.
Oh, wow.
Teddy Mellencamp has brain cancer now.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And she's very young.
Is she related to the...
John Cougar Mellencamp is her dad.
Huh. Question five. Fantastic Four is doing fantastic.
Oh.
And it broke a world record, the Galactus popcorn bucket. Do you know who Galactus is?
No.
He's the bad guy.
Okay.
It's the biggest commercially sold popcorn bucket ever. It's 20 inches wide, it's 18 inches tall, and it holds over 300 ounces of popcorn. It costs $80.
Oh, my God.
So if you bought 12 of them, how much would that cost you?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. $960?
That is correct.
That's too much popcorn.
That is too much popcorn. What would that be? What's 300 times 12, Kevin?
300 times 12, 480. No, 360.
Nah, you're still not right
I'm
on
confused.
That one. It'd be over 3,000.
3,600.
Look at her. Look at her. That's how many ounces of popcorn it would be.
Right?
Nina, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score, you got two. Katie got all five.
Oh,
right.
Did I?
Holy cow. Wow. We had $20 at the jackpot tomorrow, but you still get to walk away with tickets to see the Lumineers at the Golden One Center, okay?
That's a good prize.
It sure is. What is it that you'd like to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today. Nope.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
And now we're going to play part one of Fun Delivered on the wake up call. This is the most fun you're ever going to have opening the mail. We've got a big box from the company Fun Delivered. And we're going to go into the box, pick out a package, see what's inside next. Who would like to go first? I feel like we haven't played in a while. It just feels
I mean, you know I always like to go first.
Fine. Okay, so Katie's going to go in there first.
You didn't speak up fast enough.
We've got this big box is starting to dwindle down. The good news is we already have another one in waiting. But everything that's left in here does seem interesting. Watching Katie go into the box of Fun Delivered, Kevin, is like watching a kid on Christmas morning.
She's just tossing, feeling.
Is it a lot of clothes? Is that what you said? A lot of clothes?
A lot of clothes. Now, I found something. It is cylindrical.
Oh.
Okay.
It's hard.
Oh.
It sounds like a water bottle.
It does.
It does. I can't feel a lid on it, though. It is wrapped in bubble wrap.
Can you feel, is it hollow? Does it feel hollow inside?
I can't tell.
Does it say anything on the label?
Or
the packaging itself?
It says vacant.
Vacant. Kevin, go ahead. You're on up.
Oh, my.
All right. Well, bang it again there. I mean, it sounds like a water bottle.
It does sound like a water bottle.
If it is a water bottle, I hope so much that it is a personalized one with a picture of somebody on there, like their grandmother.
I hope it's like one of the Love Island ones, one of the white ones with pink lettering.
What I've never seen the show. What is it?
So everybody has their own water bottle and it's white, and then in cursive it says their name in pink, and you can it's too small. Never mind. Yeah.
You were hoping for your own Love Island one.
But it'd be better if it had somebody else's name on it.
Love Island, they give everybody, like, it's a party with not enough solo cups. Like, everybody write your name on the cup. That's your cup for the whole time we're here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. All right, Kevin, what'd you get in the Fun Delivered box?
I got, it's like a pen holder, a size of a pen holder.
What is a pen holder? Let me see.
It's like a box that the pen comes in.
Oh, okay.
But it says, not identifiable and safe. So probably not safe, not identifiable. So this is something spicy.
That could be something toxic.
Or sharp.
Yeah. All right, well, good.
What if it's knives? What if it's a knife?
I don't think this
is. It's in a sheath.
Katie!
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to do something different. I'm going to close my eyes, and the first thing I touch,
I love
that's what I'm going to get.
Okay, there's a pair of... There's a pair of shoes in there. I really hope that he gets those because I don't want to get them.
That, oh my God.
Not the shoes.
Oh. No, not the shoes. It definitely feels like it's clothing of some kind. Or it feels like it's folded in a way that makes me think this could be a flag. That would be fun. Some sort of flag. All right.
We do love a flag. Now, the best flag was when we got a flag of
XXXTentacion.
XXXTentacion.
Right. It was like a tribute flag to a dead rapper. Yeah, I believe. Okay. There is Sharpied Asian writing on mine.
Oh.
So this definitely came from overseas at some point. Okay. So that was part one. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. We're going to come back and then do part two of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
It is time for part two of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. This is the part where we open these mystery eggs that we've gotten in a box from the company Fun Delivered. It's undelivered, unopened packages that got lost in the mail, like this one that I'm holding right now. It's about throw pillow size. Feels like a shirt. Could be a folded flag. Not even sure. All right. So Katie went into the box first. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So remember it was.
Hard. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Amazing.
What? Is it? Is it a thermos?
It is a personalized thermos.
Yes.
And it has a guitar on it.
Oh, my God.
And it looks like it's made of wood. And it says Layla.
Wow. Oh, aww. Is that like an Eric Clapton thing?
I think it's probably
thing?
Eric Clapton.
What does it say on the back?
And it says guitarist nutrition facts. And it says serving size and acoustic guitar. Amount serving. Ain't nobody's business. Talent, 1,000%. Unrivaled skill, 500%. Passion, 100%. Creativity, 300%. Off key, zero.
I'm not good at math, but it feels like there's too many numbers in there to equal 100%.
Yeah. Wow.
That's cute.
Okay, so Justin Case, who does Mornings on the Eagle, sits in the studio and plays guitar. We should give that to him.
Yes, we should.
He's going to be like, who's Layla?
No, he'll know. He'll know. It's a very famous song, Kevin. All right, we're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Kevin, you want to go next?
Yes.
Okay.
So I got a long package. It's black, skinny, sleek. Let's see. If I get something dumb, I'm going to be so mad.
What is it, Kevin? Oh, God.
It's a remote control with no batteries included.
It's a universal remote.
I don't think it's even universal. It's for DVD. Nobody uses DVD no more.
Oh, my God.
What's the brand?
There is no brand.
Wow. That's so bad. Guys, listen. Oh, it's just for a DVD player, you said?
Yeah.
So I was going to say, we have lots of problems with our remote controls in here.
That is true.
Could it maybe work in here?
They didn't even give us any batteries.
Well, yeah, they usually don't.
It's from China.
Wow. Kevin,
I think every remote is.
Kevin hasn't had a good package and Fun Delivered in weeks.
I'm so mad. Why did you bring it up?
Weeks.
Wow.
What were some of the last couple things that you've gotten?
A case for batteries, but a very specific battery for, I believe, like a Dewalt drill.
Yes.
You get a lot of like replacement pieces.
Things. Yeah.
Man, you're just.
Why'd you rub your luck on me?
Listen, it used to be me, now it's you. But if you want to see any of this, by the way,
I can assure you, you don't need to see Kevin's.
Text the word fun, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. Fun to 909-1065. All right, I'm going to go now.
I'm so mad.
I'm sorry, Kevin. What if it's, I can't even think of anything positive.
It's cheap plastic.
Oh, well, okay.
Mine does appear to be closed.
Okay.
It's wrapped in another, I think it's a hoodie.
Oh.
What does it say?
Katie.
What?
This looks like a Katie.
Ooh.
This is for a very special.
Yep.
Mafia white.
Oh, it's a jumpsuit.
Oh, it's a whole jumpsuit.
It's a velour jumpsuit.
Oh my God. It's for a child.
Yeah, it's for a kid. That'll go on my 11-year-old very well.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Look how long the sleeves are. What is this kidding? Like a monkey?
Or, okay, hold up the pants.
Yep, okay.
Okay, so the pants. So I don't think that's for a kid. I think that the top is a crop top.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a short top, so it's a burgundy velour jumpsuit.
Okay,
but the top should go above your belly button, and it has a hood.
They're like hip hop dancers.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
What size is that?
I think it is extra small.
Oh, of course it is.
And it's like a maroon, but it has sparkle velour material.
Oh,
to it's
sparkle too.
Yeah, it's got pockets, even a back pocket. Well, how about that? For a teeny tiny adult that doesn't mind showing off her midriff.
Good for her.
While she does her hip-hop dances,
right,
apparently.
Yeah.
Wow, what a fun deliver this was. Yeah, you're right. That's got to be a crop top.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
All right. If you want to see any of this, text in fun. FUN to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
So, we are a messy show. Okay, fine. We all have got our flaws. We're also beautiful and great in bed.
Yeah.
Sorry, that counters it. But yesterday, our messiness came to a head. Here at the Odyssey Building, we all have communal studios. We don't have a 106.5 The End studio. We have Studio 4. And after we're done, Studio 4 is used by other people. So we've been told, keep your studio clean. Keep the studio clean. Okay, fine. Well, apparently we haven't been doing that. And we got an email yesterday from our boss. Just to paraphrase. Hi, team. Just a quick note following a walkthrough Seth and I did in the studio. Seth is our wonderful engineer.
Head of engineering.
He's amazing. Studio 4, in particular, was in rough shape. Right off the bat, I don't like the word rough.
Mm-mm.
That makes it sound like it's some sort of bar saloon after a fight.
like the floors are sticky.
Right. We've always been lenient about food and drink in the studio, but this goes beyond that. It's not just about convenience. It's about respect.
Uh-oh.
You're not the only people in Studio 4. Every day, other shows, producers, engineers, and guests walk in and out. Let's clean it up. Let's keep it that way. Wipe down your area. Throw out your trash. Now, did they give an itemized list of things found in the studio?
Unfortunately, they did.
You bet your ass.
Yeah.
Coffee stains and ring marks on surfaces.
That's not me. I just want to tell everyone.
Oh, are we starting finger pointing
already?
We're
not finger pointing.
I think we all, when we read the email, thought, okay, where were the coffee rings?
Right.
Could have been me on this side.
It is mostly Katie.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Hold on. Let me go through the list and then we can start finger pointing.
Okay.
A spilled drink residue.
We know where that's from.
Gavin.
I spilled water. I'm not sure what kind of residue water
is. They said drink.
Right.
Water is a drink.
Okay. Right.
Crumbs all over the floor.
That was me. See, I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong.
These next two kind of go hand in hand. Dirty dishes left behind. And food and a fork just tossed in the trash can. A fork. A fork that the company has. We have our own reusable, washable, like in-your-house forks. Okay. And then this one's the best one. Even a fingernail on the countertop. What should we do?
Okay, well, first and foremost, we apologize.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
So, should we have coffee rings? No, we're not supposed to have food in here.
Yeah.
Or drinks. Should we leave just miscellaneous fingernails around? Probably not. Although it seems like that could happen in nature.
I do. Okay, so I'm not a big fan of the finger pointing, but in this one, I do want a fingernail point.
Okay.
Because I want to see this fingernail.
Right. I do too.
I do too. I've been looking around. I can't find
it. I do too.
Kevin has finally groomed little lady fingers. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can't grow my fingernails very long because they just break.
I'm the only one who bites my fingernails. I will admit.
Yeah, you have no fingernails.
I will admit, I bite my fingernails, but I don't bite my fingernails in here.
Well, you do sometimes, but they're down to the nub.
I mean, like, there would be nothing.
There's nothing left.
Right. So I want to see this fingernail. I also want to know Who else is in this room after us? Why didn't they share some of the blame for this? How do they know it was us? It's a communal studio.
Well, if it's over here on my side, I don't know, unless they're doing another show is doing interviews. Oh. There really isn't anybody else that ever sits over here.
There is a lot going on your guys' side of the studio.
What do you mean a lot going on?
Well, like after you leave, Kevin never unplugs his headphones and there's papers everywhere.
Okay.
You've got like a mini makeup salon over there. There's mirrors. You know, and so.
I do have also, listen, I'll throw myself under the bus. Two pairs of glasses, one small bag of chips. Another bag of chips.
I have
eye drops and chapstick right here.
That is so
I have
nice.
Two little baby dolls that just sit here, keep me happy. I have a sign from my boyfriend that says, I love you, happy birthday. This is weird. The clip that holds a balloon down. I don't know why I have that, but I'm sure I saw that and thought, like, I might need that later. And then I have lotion from a Disney resort.
So it could be anybody. So it's basically what we're saying. So anyway, if our bosses are listening,
we are sorry.
We are sorry.
We're gonna do better.
We're gonna do better. And also, we want to see the finger.
Yeah, we need to get. I want DNA run on it.
Exactly.
And if we find out
it's not us,
then it's somebody else's.
Right.
I am taking hair samples from every single person in this building.
Yep.
Without consent.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run it in a lab.
Right. Without consent.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yeah, we're talking about ice cream. Cold Stone Creamery. Still the GOAT, as far as I'm concerned, as far as you're going to go out for ice cream, unless you're going to go to a Froyo place. I mean, those places are always better. But, I mean, if you want real ice cream, you go to Cold Stone Creamery. And no, Cold Stone Creamery is not paying any of us to say this. They got something new, but they got something old as well.
Oh.
Kevin, tell everybody what Cold Stone's bringing back.
Cold Stone's bringing back ice cream tacos.
The Choco Taco is coming back, and Cold Stone Creamery is the casa that's doing it.
The casa.
What, the taco?
But it's bigger than any Choco Taco you've ever seen. It's like a two times the regular size of a Choco Taco.
It's like almost like a football size,
yes.
Right? Yes.
What?
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
Smaller than a football, but you get it. You can pick any flavor ice cream you want to put it in, okay? And then they dip it in a chocolate shell, dries up, and it's like a Choco Taco, but you pick your flavor in it, bitch.
That's the official slogan that they're going with.
Okay.
Now, it's hard to tell right now. Okay, he's looking up pictures of it. Kevin, as excited as he is also effing livid.
Yeah.
What? Wait.
For multiple reasons.
I don't have money to buy it right now, and I keep seeing videos of it, and it's just taunting me.
Okay, so you're being tortured by the taco.
And if I do have the money, this is going to hurt my stomach a lot.
That is a very good... Does Cold Stone have, like, lactate ice cream?
They have dairy-free, which is sorbet.
Do you think... Do we think... that Kevin, even if they did offer a dairy-free option, would take it?
No. And when did not eating dairy ever stop you?
You're right.
Okay.
It's just this is just a huge amount, so just knowing how a small amount hurts me, finishing this Choco Taco, it's going to be worse.
Okay, right. So I have to tell you, I'm looking at it, and they have a rather large man holding it, so you can really see the size of it.
Yeah.
I don't see how anybody could actually finish this.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm very serious.
It's a three biter.
No, Kevin, no.
I don't know, Katie. Have you been around this country?
Yeah. That's a three biter.
There's people that are able to finish like 96 ounce steaks.
I guess so, but it just,
this almost seems like child's play for some of that stuff.
Right.
It is so big, and I feel like there's so many elements to it. There's the shell, which of course is just a waffle cone.
Mm. Not just a waffle cone.
Okay,
freshly made
I'm
at Cold
so
Stone
sorry.
Waffle cone.
Really, and then there's the ice cream inside, then the toppings on top.
Like chocolate shell and sprinkles, that's it.
It almost looks like a giant ice cream cannoli. Like, like it just looks, it's really big. Okay, so is this a limited time thing, Kevin?
I hope for Kevin's stomach it is.
Why? No,
because
it's here to stay, bitch.
You're going to be in the bathroom.
Okay, good. It's my second home now.
Oh, well, you and the taco. Yeah.
I love chocolate tacos.
Yeah, okay.
God.
Mm. Could you not...
So what? Okay, so we haven't even gotten into Katie, like how he's also burned over the viralness of this, and he doesn't have one.
Oh,
like everybody on his social media,
everyone's already tried it already.
Yeah, they've already tried it.
They're
so,
like, did you try the new Choco Taco? No, I'm waiting for payday.
Right.
Right.
So, what is your strategy for existing, knowing that this also exists?
I just have to exist a few more days. I already tried the mom route. She said, no, you don't need more ice cream.
Okay, well, that was smart of her, and she's right.
The next time you ask your mom for money for ice cream, can you record it?
Yeah.
What? It's through text message. I don't want to talk to her.
So can you read it, or are you not gonna, is it in Vietnamese?
No, I said, hey, payday's not coming until a couple days.
Oh, okay.
Can I borrow $20 for ice cream? And then she proceeded to say, what kind of ice cream's $20?
Great question.
And I said, two chocolate tacos from Cold Stone.
Two?
What's wrong with two?
You left that part out.
Right. Well,
you need two of these monstrosities.
I need money for gas, too. Might as well make it all in one trip.
What are you going to do with two?
One in the freezer and one on the way home.
It's not going to keep in the freezer.
You can ask them for an ice bag. You've never bought ice cream to go then.
Wow.
You know what? I got to be honest. I haven't.
Yeah, they give you an ice bag that keeps you enough for 45 minutes to get to your house.
The
fact that you know that.
I love ice cream.
Is so concerning. It's upsetting.
All right. Kevin, I think at this point we can only wish you Godspeed.
Yes. Yeah. Godspeed to get more money.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.